This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The United States marked a grim milestone Friday in its fight against the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
The number of confirmed U.S. coronavirus cases has surpassed 20 million. That's nearly twice as many as the number two country, India, and nearly one quarter of the more than 83 million cases around the world. India has about 10 million cases, followed by Brazil with 7 million. All of this, according to Johns Hopkins University. The increase in cases comes as officials race to vaccinate millions of Americans, but the rollout so far has been much slower than expected. I'm Shelley Adler.
As the days of U.S. President Donald Trump's administration begin to wane, tensions between Tehran and Washington remain high. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary guard has said that his country was fully prepared to respond to any U.S. military pressure. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
General Hossein Salami spoke at a ceremony at Tehran University commemorating the upcoming one-year anniversary of the killing of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani by U.S. forces. Today, we have no problem, concern, or apprehension towards encountering any powers. We will give our final words to our enemies on the battlefield, Salami said, without mentioning the U.S. directly. At the time, Iran retaliated by launching a ballistic missile strike on a military base in Iraq that caused brain concussion injuries to about 100 U.S. troops. Likewise, the head of Iran's judiciary, Ebrahim Raisi, said all those who had a role in Soleimani's killing will not be able to escape law and justice, even if they were a U.S. president. I'm Karen Chemes.
Ethiopia's state-appointed Human Rights Commission says security forces killed at least 76 people and wounded nearly 200 during violent unrest in June and July that followed the killing of a popular singer. This is VOA News. Britain on Friday began a new year and life outside the European Union's single market, with the first trucks crossing the channel by ferry and rail, largely reporting few difficulties despite new custom rules. Brexit, an all-consuming issue in Britain since it voted in 2016 to quit the bloc, became reality an hour before midnight on Thursday, after nearly five decades of integration with Europe. Prime Minister Boris Johnson was bullishly optimistic, writing in the Daily Telegraph that Brexit presented opportunities unknown to modern memory, even as the country battles a new wave of coronavirus infections. Pope Francis reappeared Friday after chronic sciatic pain forced him to miss the church's New Year services and made no mention of his ailment as he delivered his traditional appeal for world peace. Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
Francis reappeared on Friday after chronic sciatic pain forced him to miss New Year's celebrations. He made no mention of his ailment as he delivered his traditional appeal for world peace. The Pope had to skip services on Thursday and again on Friday morning because of a return of the sciatica, a relatively common health problem that causes pain down the lower back and legs. In his address, Francis highlighted particular concern about Yemen, which has been blighted by 6 years of violence.
That is Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. The U.S. Congress on Friday dealt Donald Trump a major defeat in his last days in office, with the Senate voting overwhelmingly to override his veto of a sweeping defense bill, the first time lawmakers have done so during his presidency. AP Shelley Adler has more.
It was the first veto by lawmakers since President Trump took office nearly 4 years ago.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 13. Two-thirds of the senators voting, a quorum being present, having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed, the objections of the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate easily turned aside the veto. Lawmakers dismissed Trump's objections to the $740 billion bill and handed the president a stinging rebuke weeks before his term comes to an end. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Norwegian authorities say rescuers on Friday found a dead body and continued searching for nine other people, including a toddler and a 13-year-old, still missing days after a mudslide destroyed homes in a Norwegian village. An entire hillside collapsed in a town 25 kilometers northeast of the capital, Oslo, overnight Tuesday, burying homes or breaking them apart. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.